Okay. So we're in the first pasuk, the first of Chumash Bereishis. Bereishis bara Elokim et haShamayim ve'et haAretz. Now I'm going to translate it not literally, because it doesn't make sense literally, but I'm going to translate it how, like, in the beginning of the creation, God created the heavens and the earth. Right? That's a nice translation.
What's the literal translation?
In the beginning of, God created the heavens and the earth. That doesn't make sense, but that's the next Rashi, so I don't want to do that. There's a grammatical mistake here. But, you know,
it has a reason.
I mean, well, that's the next Rashi. We're doing the first Rashi is Rashi's father. So that's not dealing with, so to speak, the problem in the text. It's dealing with why is Chumash Bereishis the first thing we're being told. I mean, when you guys came to Yeshiva, what are you learning Torah about? To learn God's will and how to keep His commandments, correct?
Right.
So, if that's the case, what do you need to be told the whole story of Bereishis for? That's going to be the first question. So let's see that now inside. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. They say this is Rashi's father. Yeah? Lo hayetzarich latchil et haTorah. They didn't need to start the Torah. Ela mehachodesh hazeh lechem. From the pasuk in Shmos, hachodesh hazeh lechem, Rosh Chodashim. That's the first mitzvah. She mitzvah rishona. That's the first mitzvah. Shnitztavu Yisrael. That the Jewish people were commanded. Umatam patapa Bereishis. And what's the reason it starts with Bereishis? Right? Good question. We always, when we learn something, whenever we learn something, it's a rule. Rule in Gemara, rule in everything. You have to understand the question. Right? So what's the question? Rashi's question is, why is the Torah starting here? Why doesn't it start with the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were commanded, which is Kiddush HaChodesh, the first moon, the sanctification of the first moon. Yes, good, my English is good, right? Kiddush Levana, yeah, but based it. Not our Kiddush Levana. Our Kiddush Levana is just main.
It's more than the book of just mitzvah. You want to start from the beginning again, not just from the first mitzvah.
Okay, so you're giving an answer. But that's
even in Bereishis, it says, you know, the first commandment.
Okay, you're giving an answer. We're dealing with the question first. Let's get the question clear. How did Rashi understand the question? Rashi understood that the Torah is what? A book of mitzvahs. A book of commandments. So if the Torah is a book of commandments, it should start with the first commandment. Correct? Yeah, you're giving an answer.
Logically,
right. So why did it start in Bereishis? That's his basic question. Clear? Right?
Yes.
And he's saying the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded were Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, that's the question. Now let's think. If you know a little bit of Chumash, you know that there's more mitzvahs than that. There's the mitzvah of Pruravul that's commanded. We're going to see very soon. Mitzvah of being fruitful and multiply. Right? That's a mitzvah in the Torah. But before that, there's a mitzvah of Gidon Asher, not to eat Gidon Asher, the sinew of the leg of an animal, right? From Yaakov Avinu we learned that. So there are other mitzvahs. Why is it that Rashi is saying this is the first mitzvah? There are other mitzvahs. And what's special about this mitzvah? So that's a question we have, correct? Right. So we understand Rashi's questions, and we have a question on Rashi. Let's go weiter. Let's now see what his answer
maybe,
is.
Maybe it was the first commandment to Bnei Israel as a nation.
Okay, that's the answer. That's an answer. It's a good answer. Okay, that was the first commandment, and that's Meduik and Rashi's Loshen. Shenitztavu Yisrael, the Jewish people as a whole.
Yeah.
Whereas we weren't yet a Jewish people. The truth is, in Egypt, when we were commanded, yet we weren't still fully a Jewish people. Until Matan Torah, this was before Matan Torah, the commandment. But that's a good answer. We'll see a little bit more about why this is the first commandment in a little bit more detail, because Torah has a lot of depth. But as an initial answer, it's a good answer.
Perhaps if we don't first acknowledge that Hashem created the earth and the heavens, then what's the point of even...
Okay, that could also be a good answer. That we have to brace us about the acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And then when we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right, and He's involved in the world, then we get onto the stage of mitzvahs. You were saying similar things, right? Okay. Let's see what Rashi answers, right? Or his father. So he says, okay, so now he's giving Mishum, because it says in Tehillim, Koach ma'asav higid la'amo. The strength of his actions he revealed to his people. Why? Letet lahem, to give to them nachalat goyim, the inheritance of the nations. She'im yomru, because if the nations will say, like today they say, umot ha'olam, the nations of the world, li Yisrael, to the Jewish people, listim atem, you are thieves. You stole this land. Shekavashtem atzot, you conquered the lands, shiva goyim, of the seven nations. How is the Jewish people going to answer? Hem omrim lehem. The Jewish people are going to answer to them. Kol ha'aretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole of the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu bara, he created it. Therefore, he belongs to him, by definition. V'nitna l'asher yashar be'enav. And therefore, he can give it to ever is straight in his eyes. Biritzono natna lehem. With his rotson, with his will, he gave to the seven nations. U'biritzono natla mehem. He took from them, v'nitna lanu, and he gave it to us. Right? Very good. So it's a present. Very good. That's a good answer. So now, when we go to the UN, September the 1st, when the UN says, you took this land, 1967 boundary, right? Something like that. You took this land from the Palestinians, right? You'll tell them, what are you talking about? You didn't learn Chumash Bereishis. It says, God created the world. And he gave it to us. And it belongs to him, he gave it to us. It's our land, right? And now the nations will say, oh, you know, no problem, you're right, 100%, that's great, we believe, yeah, it's fine, no problems, right? Good answer. Will that go down in the UN?
Nope.
I don't think so. So, bad news. If that's the answer we'll give to the nations of the world, we're in a bit of shtum, right? So what's Rashi telling us? Is this Rashi coming to tell us, this is the taina we have in the nations? What's Rashi coming to tell us? Remember, Rashi also, you have to understand, Rashi's coming to teach us a piece of Torah. Now, Lechara, your answers are better than Rashi's. You're saying good answers. You're saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to reveal his, that he created the world, his involvement in the world. And now we know that he's created the world, his Hashgacha Pratis, his involvement in the world. Now he commands us mitzvahs. Right? Rashi's answer doesn't seem to be as good as your answer. Chas v'shalom, right? It seems to be, right? And then we have to understand, any piece of Torah you don't understand is not Torah. Torah has to be understood. Torah makes sense. So we have to make sense of this Rashi. Rashi was written with Ruach HaKodesh. We don't know what that is. But if you go through all the stages, yeah, we know the translation. If you go, I don't even know the translation in terms of like explaining what it is. If you go through all the stages of Mesiras Yesharim, so you'll get to a level of Ruach HaKodesh. The Gaon Mivilna said, I think you go to maybe Zehirut, we get to, so we're not going to get there. Okay? But it doesn't matter. For us, we have to know when Rashi writes something, this is Chazal. Even though this is his father, there's a Kabbalah here. This is Chazal. This is God's word to us. We have to try and understand what he means. He's telling us more than just what we say in the UN. He's telling us maybe something a little bit deeper. So we're not going to understand the full depth of anything, right? You understand that? Because we're limited being human beings, and with our limited minds, we're not going to understand fully. Maybe in a few years we'll understand fully, but we're going to try and understand, at least scrape off the surface level. So let's go back. What's special about Kiddush HaChodesh? What's special about Kiddush HaChodesh? The concept that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Kiddush HaChodesh and based in his Mekadesh HaChodesh.
It's like a renewal of the Jewish people sometime?
Could be.
So sanctification time.
Good. Any other answers? It's done with Beis Din. Beis Din Metzuvah Kadosh HaChodesh. If Beis Din decide that the new moon is tomorrow, is the new moon tomorrow? Within 2 days they can decide. Can they? They can change. It depends on Beis Din. The moon, how does the moon, what's a moon? The light of the moon. What's the light of the moon come from?
The sun.
So there's a mashal. The Jewish people are considered the moon. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kiv Yochol, right? Seemingly is considered like the sun. The Jewish people, the moon is the reflection of God's emanation, His Shekhinah, His divine presence into the world. That's our purpose. That concept of bringing God's revelation into the world is a concept of Kiddush HaChodesh. What does that mean by that? What do I mean by that? We decide when the new moon is. It can be within 2 days, because there's 29 and a half days roughly when the new moon is. So there's around 2 days the new moon can be. And even if we decide the next day, say the new moon was seen, but it was seen at night, you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh, it has to be done the next day, right? That's the new moon. It's dependent on Beis Din. And there's halachas, there's Yerushalmi, that says that if a person, there's a certain laws of a woman, certain laws of women, that if it changes the day, that law changes. The metzias of the world, the actuality of the world changes dependent on how we decide the new moon. The bar mitzvah day, the Yerushalmi says about a woman who's, there's a certain her law, that a woman, her virginity comes back to her within 3 years. So if anything happens to a woman, within 3 years it comes back to her. So,
wait, what?
If anything happens to a woman till the age of three, that she's not considered, that she's not a virgin anymore. And I'm not going into details. You understand? So anyway, it depends on the new moon. If the new moon's a different time, that'll depend. The laws of impurity of a woman will depend on when the new moon is. That'll change. The cycle will change depending on when, how, based in Mekadesh the Chodesh. The law will change. Based in have an involvement with the laws. When Yom Kippur will depend on how we Mekadesh HaChodesh.
All the
festivals, yeah, all the Yomim Tovim will depend on that. There's Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah about these things, right? Yeah? So our involvement in Kiddush HaChodesh. So we're involved. The concept of Kiddush HaChodesh is our involvement with God's will. I.e., the Torah is not just a fixed book. This Klal Yisrael who's involved in bringing that into the world, and their involvement actually changes it. We can decide when Kiddush HaChodesh is. So the concept of this first mitzvah is telling us a very important thing: that God's radiance, which is represented in the sun, right, is on this new moon, this moon, and we're the ones involved in bringing this radiance into, and we can change somewhat within 2 days, right? We can change somewhat how we bring this new moon into the world, when we're Mekadesh the Chodesh. It's dependent on us. I.e., God's will is dependent on how we bring His will to a certain extent into the world. You with me? That's the Jewish people. So the purpose of the Jewish people is what? If this is the first mitzvah, there's a reason for being the first mitzvah that the Jewish people as a whole were commanded. The first mitzvah is telling us an important concept about the Jewish people, our role. Our role is to bring God's divine influence into the world through our own understanding, through our involvement in the world. Where the expression, like the moon is the expression of the sun, the Jewish people are the expression of God's will in this world. That's what that first mitzvah is telling us. So the Torah should start there. So now Rashi tells us, no. The Torah doesn't start there. It also explains the question why the mitzvah of Puravu or Gidon Asher, these other mitzvahs, aren't the first mitzvah. It wasn't commanded to Klal Yisrael. And also these don't represent the concept of what the Jewish people are as a whole. You have to understand why Puravu is the first mitzvah in the Torah, right? That's an individual mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah given to the klal, to the Jewish people as a whole. Or the Beis Din, which represents the Jewish people as a whole. That's given to the individual. The reason the Puravu, I'll go into it, it's a side concept. When we come to it, I'll do it in more detail. But the reason the Puravu was given as a reasoning, as the first mitzvah, because the concept of Puravu is to be fruitful and multiply, means that our essence will be expressed in a certain way. And the whole of the Torah is about Puravu. Some of the very early rabbis explained that all the mitzvahs, and in a sense, that concept of Puravu, which is really a concept of expressing our essence in the world. But when we come to Puravu, mitzvah Puravu, I'll explain that in more detail. But that's just for now, so understand it. Okay, so now let's go back. Now that we know that, what's Rashi's answer? So now let's look at Rashi very carefully. Every word of Rashi is gold, right? You know what gold is? You guys know gold is very expensive today, right? Rashi is getting more expensive all the time, right? But every word of Rashi is gold. So now let's read him very carefully. So he said, what's the reason, therefore? Because we've given a very good reason why the Torah should start where it starts, right? That makes perfect sense, right? That makes very perfect sense why that's the first mitzvah. It's explaining what the purpose of the Jewish people are. Now that we know what the purpose is, let's go and do it. Let's go and hear how we bring God's Ratzon into the world. Oh, right? You understand? Okay. So Rashi's answer. Okay. So it says, Matam patap abreshus, Mishum, because, Koch ma'asav, the strength of his actions, he gid lamo, he revealed to his people, letet lem nachlat goyim, to give them the inheritance of the nations of the world. Why? That's the end of Tehillim. She'im yomru ha'umas ha'olam, the nations of the world, li'Yisrael, listim atem, you're stealers. Shekavashtem artzot shevegoyim. What does it mean, shekavashtem? That you took through war. You kavashtem. What does kavashtem mean? You conquered. Conquered means war. What does it mean, right? Hem omrim lehem. Kol ha'aretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu bara v'nitna la sheyasha beinav. He created it. And he gives it to whoever is straight in his eyes. Birtsono natna lahem, in his rotten he gave it to them. Or birtsono natna lahem v'nitna lanu, and gave it to us. So therefore we conquered them. I don't see a lot of giving there if we conquered them. Mm-hmm. Oh, we conquered, right? Alexander the Great conquered the whole world. God gave it to me, right? What do you mean conquered? Conquered and giving is... Why do you have to conquer it for? God gave it to you. So why don't you just get rid of all these people and give it to you? Blow them off. Now just go in there. It's your land. We don't need the IDF. We don't need to work out computer programs to plant in Iran, right? So it doesn't make sense. The Rashi doesn't make sense. It's kavashtem and gave it to us. And that's the reason for Breishis. What's happening here? Now let's try and understand something. What's the purpose of the Jewish people going back to the original mitzvah?
To make the world a light unto the nations.
A light of the nations, an expression of God's will in this world. So that people learn from us. Are you saying a light from the nations? That means they learn from our example. We don't have jihads. We don't have crusades. How do we do it? Example. People learn from us from example. They come to Eretz Yisrael, everything being right. The Jewish people, they come see houses. So Shabbos meals, most of us become frum because of Shabbos meals. We see nice families in Shabbos meals. Everyone wants to be like that. Who wants to come from 60% divorce rate? And bad marriages? They come, they see the streets. Children complain in the streets. No crime. They can be alone in the streets, no molesting, till late at night. Little kids. Why? How can that be? No drug abuse. None of the problems of the world. What happened to these people? Why is that? Then they see. They're normal. They work. They do things. They have a land. They live a proper life. If you go to a monastery and you see there's no drug abuse in person, okay, these are special people. There's a few people doing that. But you see a nation living this way with doctors. Once was a doctor in Shari Tzedek. I think he was a radiologist, I forgot exactly. You know, someone that does these MRI things. Are they called radiologists? I don't know how you call them.
Radiologist.
Yeah. So I was told the story. Look, I don't know if it's true, but I think it was true. That they wanted to make him the Mashkiach of Eishet Terah. He didn't want. He was a very big tzaddik. He didn't want. Why didn't he want? No, I'm not saying his decision was right or wrong. I'm not leaving that. That's not what I'm coming to do. He said, I want to show that a frum Jew can be a Kiddush Hashem as a radiologist. So when people see me with my long beard and see how I behave, they realize this is how a frum Jew behaves, and that's a Kiddush Hashem. When we go back to America, right? Hopefully we stay somewhere like us here in Yerushalayim. But if we decide to go back to America as a Jew with a kippah on our heads, how I behave will be a reflection of the Jewish people. Be a reflection of the Jewish people. You're right, it's a concept of Marasayan. Marasayan is the heft, you shouldn't do something which looks bad. But you're right, but we're talking about Kiddush Hashem. You're right, conceptually. Right? I want to be a Kiddush Hashem. And when I'm a Kiddush Hashem, people will automatically behave in a certain way or look towards me in a certain way. That's the function of a Jew in the world. To behave as a Kiddush Hashem. To behave as a regular human being in the world, but with God's law. In order to do that, what do we need? We need a home. We need a land. We need to behave as a people. You've heard this before? Once upon a time they called this Zionists. They said, why are we hating? Why is there anti-Semitism? Right? Everything has a little bit of truth. Because we're not a nation like other nations. So they said, you know why we're not a nation like other nations? Because we don't have stealers like other nations. We don't have all the bad things like other nations. So they don't. So therefore they hate us. We don't have our own land. We have to be like just the other nations. Well, the Torah says the same thing. That's why every Rashi says this in Chazal. Every lie has to have a little bit of truth. There's a truth in Zionism. That we need a nation. We need to be a nation. We need to be a people in a land. We need to be a people in a land where there's no theft, where there's no crime, where there's no drug abuse, where there's nice family life, when kids can walk the streets without any problems. And then we'll be a light to the nations. But if we want a nation where they have all the bad things of the world, then what's going to happen to us, says Rashi? Listimatem. The nations of the world are going to say, you stole this land. Now let's go back in Rashi and see how meduyik Rashi is. Let's see. Rashi says, Shekodesh Baruch Hu created the world. That we started through Bereishis. And he gave it, nitna lashe yasha be'inav. What's this lashon? He gave it to who is straight in his eyes. What's Yisrael mean? Yisrael is?
Yashar El.
Right. What does Yisrael mean? Yashar El. Straight with God. If we're straight with God, it's called Eretz Yisrael. The land that you're straight with God. What does it mean, the land that you're straight with God? What's Rashi telling us here? What gives us the merit to have this land? When does it become a matana? When does it become a present from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? When we're Yashar Be'einav, when we're Klal Yisrael, when we're Yisrael, when we're straight in God's eyes, we're an expression of God's will, that inherits us a land. That's what Eretz Yisrael is about. That's the name of the land. When we're not Yashar Kel, if we're not straight with God, the Goyim are going to tell us, Listim Atem, there's going to be a UN. That's what it is today. That means we're not Yashar Kel, Chas V'Shalom. Or there's a level that we're not. Because that's the only way the land of Israel is going to be ours. If we're straight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're expressing His will in this world. That's the purpose of having a land. Why do I need to know Bereishis? To tell us that He created the world. Right? Now you guys have any questions? Make sense now, Rashi? Yeah? Make sense?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. So that's fine. We need a few psukim to tell us that God created the world. Correct? But what I need is this whole storybook of Avraham Avinu, of Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov, all the Shvatim, going down to Egypt. That was what I need? Hello?
Not a storybook.
I can tell you a few lines. God created the world. Maybe the first apostle, maybe a few psukim, right? Okay, I need. But I need the whole of Chumash Bereishis for that?
Apparently.
So how did Rashi answer that one? Remember, Rashi has to make sense. I mean, if he's giving an answer, it has to be an answer. So how does this give an answer? God created the world, Yashar Be'inav. How to be Yashar Be'inav? How? What's the purpose of the Avos?
To emulate.
So there's a Ramban. Oh, very good. There's a Ramban. There's two things here. There's a Ramban in Chumash. He says, Chumash Bereishis is called Sefer HaMidos. The book of characteristics. Characteristics is the right word?
Character traits.
Okay. The book of character traits. I don't know if that's the right translation, but Sefer Milos, Ramban says this. Nachmanides. We learn from Avram Chesed. We learn from Yitzchak Gvura, Din. We learn from, Avram Chesed, loving kindness. From Yitzchak Gvura, Din, justice. From Yaakov we learn Emes. Titen Emes le Yaakov. Right? Those are the three basic midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The three, the triangle. Three pillars, so to speak. Yeah? From each of those avos we learn those major pillars. Because there's a Reb Chaim Vital. It's the same similar concept. Reb Chaim Vital explains that the shorish, the source of all the mitzvahs. You with me here? The source of all the mitzvahs. What's the source of all the mitzvahs? Good midas. Good character traits. If you have good character traits, it's going to be easy to keep, and easy and natural to keep all the mitzvahs. There's a Rabbi Akiva. Right, Akiva?
That's
Rabbi
right.
Akiva. What was Klal Gadol B'Torah? V'hafta l'recha gamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. When the Ger came to Hillel, what did Hillel say? He said in the negative. Well, that's to be understood. May the sani alech al taser chaverah. What's hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Zilgmo, go and learn the rest of the Torah. It's a cloud of Torah. The rest, go and learn. Where's tefillin there? Where's all these things there? Because if a person's willing to give of himself, and as we said, pruvu, the first mitzvah, right? Individual. Pruvu. Person willing to give of his essence to other people, that's kol ha'Torah kula. You're giving of yourself to other people, to God, for other people, for the Jewish people. When you get up shachris, it's hard to get up in that warm and comfy bed, right? Or for sure, it's hard to get up. It's very nice there. Or late at night, or learning, right? Or we'd like to schmooze a little bit, right? We don't have much time here in yeshiva. You hear guys 3 weeks, some of you?
4 weeks, yeah.
4 weeks, right? Don't have much time. How to utilize that time? You understand? We're doing it for ourselves. Of course you have to do it for yourself. Right? When you eat for yourself, right? When we daven for ourselves, right? No, it's all plural. Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha. Bring us, our Father, to your Torah. Us, the Jewish people. We don't want to show it for the whole world. You understand? When we're learning Torah and Eretz Yisrael for the whole world, we do mitzvahs for everyone. Our mitzvah because it affects the whole world. When we have that concept of these midas, and that's what we learn in the office, this concept of what chesed is, because there's also wrong chesed. Concept of what gvura is, what din is, because there's also wrong gvura. Concept of what emes is, what's truth. Right? Truth isn't what we think. You know, I'll give you a concept of what most people think is truth. I mean, we realize it isn't. You know, in the Holocaust, I think Rav Dester brings this story, I'm not sure. But in the Holocaust, there was a famous, someone on the borders. Someone came and they were running away from the Nazis. And they needed someone to forge passports. So the person said, how can I forge a passport? I've never done an untruth in my life. I can't forge a passport. That's truth. That's emes. That's truth. Not to forge a passport. He's such an emes dikadan. He's a rasha. He's a rasha. If that is emes, that's not emes. That's a rishus. That's a wrong thing. Emes is doing God's will. Sometimes to lie is God's will. Someone asks you about their wife. You know, before they get married, she's a nice girl. You know? On the marriage day, they're getting married, right? Before you get married, you have to say if you know things. But after getting married, right? They get married. She's a nice girl. Kala nae v'chasuda. She's a pleasant and beautiful wife. She might be the ugliest thing you've seen, or the worst bitters. That's what you tell a guy? No, you tell him, kala nae v'chasuda. You're lying. He bought something. It's good, it's bad. Yeah, it's a nice thing. Maybe, you know, maybe if you saw the guy cheated, you might tell him so he won't get cheated again for the future. But you praise things, you lie. Emes isn't truth. Emes is doing what's the correct thing in God's eyes. The emes of that case is to forge. You're saving lives by forging. That's the emes. There's no sheker there. You understand what I'm saying? The concept of these things, what is real chesed, what is real din, what is real emes, these things have to be learned. We learn them from the others. Moreover, there's a deeper understanding as well. Chumash Breishis is not only coming to... This is the Ramban, Chumash says. The Ramban and Chumash says, Maisa Avos, Simen Lebonim. What the Avos do in Chumash has an imprint on the Jewish people. Has a complete imprint. For example, Avram Avinu brought for the Malachim food. Right? He brought them water. He brought them bread. So Klal Yisrael were given through shlichus. We have to understand these midrashim, right? Mm-hmm. Rashi brings it there in Chumash over there. But what Avraham Avinu did had an effect later on to the Jewish people as a whole. Who is Yishmael, right? Tells us about the Arab nations of the world. Who's Bnei Keturah? Tells about the Asian nations of the world. If you want to learn politics or how the nations work, you learn Chumash. You don't need to read the New York Times or the Times in England, right? You don't need to read it. You can learn it from Chumash if you learn it well. And you'll know more than what they know.
Who is that Asian one? Bnei Keturah?
Bnei Keturah, right. Okay? You understand? If you want to learn about, I don't know, China, there's, you'll see they have a lot of... Well, if we do it, I don't know if we'll get there, but...
We'll do it.
The Aesop. That's Aesop, Ashtis. But if you want to know who those people are, you learn Chumash. You learn the tchunas of those people. You understand the world. Chumash Breishis is the beginning of the understanding of the world. When it says the Pticha, the opening of Chumash Breishis, that's why the beginning, what we're learning here, is going to tell us rules. General rules about understanding. Now we understand what's Akiyum in Eretz Yisrael. It's very simple. The Matana we're given is dependent on how Yashar we are. The reason we had to be Kovesh Eretz Yisrael is because on a certain level we weren't Yashar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. We weren't deserving of getting Eretz Yisrael completely on a nes. Now that we have to fight with the Arabs or have protection or all these missiles and all these things, it's very simple. We're not Yashar Kel. We're not straight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not behaving as a Jewish people as we should be behaving. That won't. It's not to tell the UN. It's not going to go and say, you know, that's the metzias of the world. We're going to be told we're stealing. Unless we get our act into organized. Unless we start becoming Yashar Kel. And you can be that in Chutz La'aretz and be that. You can be in Eretz Yisrael. It depends on each individual. The more Yashar Kel we are in our individual lives affects that. The more our davening, our prayer is proper, the more it affects that. We can affect the world. You understand what I'm saying? That's our koach. And the beginning of Breishis is to tell us that koach that we have. If we're Yashar Kel, we can fix the whole world. You know, and this is where we're going to end. We'll explain this concept. Many people want greatness. Everyone would say the presence of united people, they were great. Maybe nowadays, you know, they're great when they're in power, and 5 years later there's a nice book that comes out about them, we realize how not great they were, but forget about that one. But there's important people in the world, the multimillionaires, the billionaires, the people of power who make major things. I'm sure the presidents of Toyota, right? They can affect the world much more than probably the president of the United States. Or Ford, I don't know, the big car manufacturers, or the big, probably the high-tech, Google, or Internet, what is it called?
Intel.
Right? I don't know who has the most money, or Microsoft. Right? But these are the powerhouses of the world, right? They can affect the world. If Google decides to put something on the Google, right, millions of people are watching it. It can influence hundreds of, I don't know, millions of people, right? If they decide to be anti-Jewish, I mean, we're lucky they're Jewish, right? But they decide to be anti-Jewish and they start putting, like, I don't know, things across the internet, it can affect the whole world. You understand what I'm saying? There are people who are very, very powerful in the world. How does a Jew look towards greatness? So I'm going to tell you a story, and I want you to understand the story. There's a very big rabbi called Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. You've heard of him? He started what's called the Musa movement. Musa means the character development movement, so to speak. What do you mean character development movement? Learn Torah. Your character will be developed, right? Yeah, that's really the truth. But because of Yerida Sederis, because generations got low, there needs to be a special active work on character development, right? And he started it. Now, how did he start it? He was a big man. He had a view, an altruistic view. We all have that view. We're all young sometimes, right? I want to change the world, or change the energy in the world, right? I want to change the world. Right? We're all here. We want to change the world. And we should be that way. Everyone should want to change the world, because he has the curve to change the world. That should be deep down in everyone, that desire. I want to change the world. And everyone has that. They give up on themselves later on, which is a shame. But everyone should have that. I want to change the world. The question is how? So Yisrael Salanter said, I want to change the world. But he was a clever man. And he realized how to change the world. So he realized he can't change the world. Okay, so he'll do what most of us do and give up. Like I said, he was a clever man. Then he said, okay, I'm going to change my country. He realized he couldn't change his country. I'm going to change my city. He realized he couldn't change his city. I'm going to change my town. He realized he couldn't change my town. I'm going to change my neighborhood. Even that he couldn't change. My family. Not so easy. You have teenagers, right? I'm going to change myself. And then he realized, if you change and you work on changing yourself, it has a rippling effect. You change your family, you change your town, you change your city, you change your country, you change the world. And that's what he did. He developed the Muslim movement, which he worked on changing oneself. That's our focus. We work on being Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. We work on being Yashar Be'einav. That's how we work. That's our focus. We're working on changing ourselves, not selfish change, selfless change. Because when we change ourselves, we change our families, we change our town, we change our country, we change the world. And that's how it works. Because it's very easy to speak about green peace. Right? The whales, the sharks, I don't know what they speak about, right? The tuna fish. Right? I don't know what they speak about. We care about everyone else, but how are they on that ship with each other? How are the interpersonal relationships? Are they working on that, right? Themselves, changing themselves, being good people with regards to the close network they're around? That's how Klal Yisrael works. That's what this Rashi is telling us. The way we relate to the rest of the world is through self-change, and mimela, in of itself, that will ripple and the world will see a light of a people who can behave, who can walk the streets at night, who see the children playing in the, by themselves and with no problems. When you see maybe a very small percentage divorce rate, when you see nice families, you go to a Shabbos meal and say, that's the family I want to be like. Then you realize, and you yourself want to change it, be like that. That's what we hold. We don't hold of jihad or crusades. We hold of changing of people through example. And the more yashar we are as a Jewish people, the more we deserve this land, because that's the purpose of this land. the purpose of this land is Eretz Yisrael, to be a land in which the people are straight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then we're a light to the nations. When people come and see doctors here, you see doctors who are from doctors and know how to behave. They see dustbin workers, from dustbin workers who know how to behave, but they're Eretz. They see all the different types. But not that we have the problems of the world, like the Zionists say, that we don't have the problems of the world. And that's what makes us deserve this land. And the Zionist dream is dead. Rashi tells us that, without knowing that it's dead, which it is, but it's dead. Rashi tells us why. If you want to be a nation like the other nations, with all their problems, they're going to tell you, listim atem. And that's what's happening to them. But if you want to be a nation not like the other nations, but to express God's will in the world, it's yours as a matana. No one will say a word. They'll only learn from you and want to be like you. You understand? Makes sense? You understand now, Rashi? You understand why this is the beginning of Bereishis? Conceptually, you understand now? Yeah, anyone have any questions? That's bad news. No questions? You had a question beforehand. Makes sense? Yeah.
I have much time to let sink in.
Okay, let's sink in. Okay. All right. Very good.